The group stage of this year's competition is over and hasn't failed to entertain us. We now know the identity of the 16 teams through to the knockout stages of the UEFA Champions League. Wednesday night saw plenty of drama as Bayern top Group E after an action-packed draw with Ajax at the Amsterdam Arena.
Kingsley Coman just inside the penalty area, left-hand side, gathered the ball and absolutely cannoned it into the far corner of the net, beyond Onana.
Meanwhile, in Kiev, Lyon came from behind against Shakhtar to pit them to the post and make it through to the round of 16.
Now he picks out Fekir. Fekir with a touch out of his feet, and he scores wonderfully! Nabil Fekir comes to life for Lyon!
And earlier in the day, it was bittersweet for Cesca as they shocked Real Madrid at the Bernabeu.
Vlasic back from channel for game. Ting at the strike for Sigurdsson. Oh, it's 3-0. This is absolutely astonishing.
But a win for Victoria Pilsenia means that Cesca miss out and the Czech champions secure that all-important third spot and Europa League football. We'll bring you analysis and reaction to Wednesday night's matches right here on Match Day Live. Welcome to the show. I'm Rob Daly and European football expert Kevin Achard is alongside me as well. Kevin, superb drama to finish the group stage.
Absolutely amazing. And, you know, you look at that game between Ajax and Bayern and it had everything you would want from a Champions League match. It had great goals, it had great saves, wonderful drama, wonderful bravery as well from Ajax, who could have easily, they're a young side, and they could have easily just allowed the momentum to dribble away, not use the crowd, but they were so determined to get something out of this game, and even though they didn't get what they wanted, which was the win to go top of the group, I think they've won a lot of friends tonight.
Let's go through Wednesday's results then. Group E, Ajax 3, Bayern 3, Benfica 1, Ajax 0. Group F, Shakhtar 1, Lyon 1, Manchester City 2, Hoffenheim 1. Group G, Real Madrid 0, CSKA Moskva 3, Pilsenia 2, Roma 1. And in Group H, Valencia 2, Manchester United 1, Young Boys 2, Juventus 1. Before we look back at all of Wednesday night's action, don't forget you can listen to a review of Tuesday night's key matches at Apple Podcasts. But we start tonight in the Netherlands, where a win for Ajax would see them leapfrog Bayern to top of Group E. John Bradley was your commentator.
Oh, lovely ball. Onside, Lewandowski goal. Simple as that. Finding space inside the penalty area. You just cannot afford to give that amount of time and space to Robin Lewandowski.
De Jong forward. Van der Beek, he's got three in the middle. And low 1-1. Wonderful cross and turned home by Dusan Tadic. And that's the goal that Ajax have been threatening all through the second half. Tadic left-footed with Manuel Neuer all in orange between the sticks. And he's just slotted the ball into the top corner of the net. It's a brilliant penalty. It's a calm penalty. It's a clinical penalty. It's Ajax 2, Bayern Munchen 1. Looking to take Bayern back to the top of the group. A little stutter, then a shot, and he's rolled it into the bottom corner. And Robert Lewandowski is sending Bayern through. Kingsley Coman just inside the penalty area, left-hand side, gathered the ball and absolutely cannoned it into the far corner of the net, beyond Onana. It needs something special to beat him tonight. That was very special from Kingsley Coman. And maybe it's not done here yet because Nicolas Taliafico, in the middle of a whole host of players, has managed to smuggle the ball across the line as Ajax broke into the penalty area. There was a massive scramble as it was played across goal. And Taliafico is the one to turn the ball home. It's Ajax 3, Bayern 3.
And that's how it finished. Incredible drama. John Bradley joins Kevin and myself. Now, John, you said that was one of the best games you've seen in the last few years.
I think that that is the best group stage game I can remember. Because we've just heard six goals there, and that doesn't even tell half the story of what we've seen in a UEFA Champions League classic, one of the great group stage games of all time. Two red cards, two penalties. Magnificent drama throughout. The game always had an edge from the first whistle. two sides who just decided to take their gloves off and just have a good old-fashioned slugfest. You attack, we attack, and then you can come back at us. It was a bit niggly, and the referee had to keep a close eye on it. And the two red cards he had to show for, firstly, a very, very rash challenge by young Maximilian Werber, and then Thomas Muller just had a rush of blood to the head, literally, in the case of Taliafico said, because it brought blood for a very high kick to the head. But amazing drama, and, you know, even though it was niggly, it was still played in quite a good spirit, wasn't it? And the players really just had a great go at each other. And, I mean, everyone who's been inside the stadium knows they've witnessed a real, real classic. An up-and-coming Ajax side, a young Ajax side, which is bolstered by experience of Blind and Tadic and like, but really young, excited players. And this Bayern side in the middle of a transitional period where they've struggled in the Bundesliga. But once again, they've topped their group. And you know, at the moment, teams will want to face them in the last 16, but 2 months is a long time in football.
I think with Ajax, what we saw was the naivety they have. You look at the first goal they conceded, it was a corner that wasn't properly cleared. They didn't get their shape, and Lewandowski with a lovely finish. And we saw time and time again Bayern create chances, whereas against a more experienced side, they wouldn't be able to do that. But we saw the incredible bravery they have, the incredible trust they have in the tactics, the system that Erik ten Hag has laid out for them, but also the trust in their technique. I mean, you've got some guys there who don't have a huge amount of experience, who are competing at a very high level and doing it really well. From Bayern's point of view, some great stuff, some lovely goals, Lewandowski continuing his form, but defensively, a mess. And you look at Jerome Boateng, yet again he's given away a penalty, yet again he's had a game where he just doesn't look in control, he doesn't look as though he knows exactly where he wants to be in that defensive setup. I thought they looked a bit vulnerable. They've been playing Kimmich and Goretzka, screening the defence. Didn't really work out. There were times when it did going forward, but they're just not all linking up. There are problems there, big problems to solve.
I'd say first half they looked pretty comfortable, didn't they? They looked quite settled, and then after half time, Ajax's movement just dragged them all over the place. And as we say, Boateng got dragged out for the equalising goal for Tadic. They got dragged. You had Boateng on the edge of the penalty area, and you had Zula over on the left hand side while the ball was being played across by Van der Beek, and you had Goretzka and Rafinha trying to keep Dusan Tadic from scoring, and Dusan Tadic was the main centre forward. So that's summed up and emphasised the problems that they had, and then Boateng gave that penalty away. But the powers of recovery, Lewandowski, the top scorer in the competition, can't stop scoring. You know, so they're always going to be a threat. And Serge Gnabry had an impressive game for while he was on. It was great fun.
Yeah.
It's exactly what football is. It's what, you know, we've seen enough anemic nil-nils and 1-0s down the years. This was a great game of football between two sides who just wanted to win and thought, you know, we're both through, let's just have a good old-fashioned game.
Here's what Manuel Neuer said on TV afterwards, apparently. It was a lively game, particularly at the end. It's annoying to concede a few goals. Ajax are a very good team. We saw that in Munich. We had our chances, particularly in the first half, when we probably should have scored one or two more. They've conceded three a few times, I want to say, now in games. But I wonder if you said it there, John. Was it actually the perfect circumstances to have this full-throttle match?
28 goals in 25 games conceded now for Manuel Neuer this season. He will not be happy with that, and I'm certain that Bayern aren't happy with it. But they're fallible this year, and maybe they're going to have to live with that, and maybe they're just going to have to score more goals. I guarantee the game that they play in the first leg, and Ajax play, they won't be... won't be as this much fun. It might be a little more cagey.
I agree. Elsewhere in that group tonight, by the way, Benfica beat Ajax 1-0. Grimaldo's late free kick. Ajax finished the game with 10 men. A wonderful goal. It didn't change the standings. Benfica were always going to be third, Ajax fourth. So Bayern win the group. Ajax second. Shakhtar, meanwhile, played Lyon in Ukraine to decide who would join Manchester City in qualifying from Group F. Commentary from Richard Connolly.
Wide to the near side, Ismaili. First touch wasn't great, but the low ball in is superb! And Junior Moraes strikes for Shakhtar! And Lyon have found Memphis Depay with the out ball. He's one-on-one here with the defender. He shoots for goal, and it's just narrowly wide. Fekir dribbles into the box, pulls it back. Oh, and it's wide somehow by Mendy on the stretch. Now he picks out Fekir. Fekir with a touch out of his feet, and he scores wonderfully! Nabil Fekir comes to life for Lyon and finds the top corner. It's the equalising goal which might send Lyon through to the last 16.
Well, he almost left in the summer, Nabil Fekir. That was widely publicised. In L'Équipe, the French sports daily, was looking at his form, why he hasn't quite found his rhythm this season, up and down with injuries. But Richard Connolly, he was the big man, the man who delivered them continued Champions League football tonight.
Yeah. Need somebody to stay calm and cool in front of goal on an ice cold night in Kiev, and he was that man in the end. For in the first half, Lyon had created but wasted a whole host of chances, and given the way that they had contrived to throw away winning positions throughout the group stage, you just wondered if they might throw away a glorious opportunity of reaching the round of 16, because they went in at halftime a goal down. Junior Moraes had showed them how to be clinical. His third goal of the group phase, and his third indeed against Lyon, took a fine pass from Ismaili, the excellent left back for Shakhtar, took it with the right foot and then swept it home with the left foot to give them the lead midway through the half. But then Lyon just had so many chances that nobody could take, and they were a goal down despite being the best team in the first half at the interval. Shakhtar at that point had simply had one attempt on goal, and it had been scored. Lyon had had 11. In the second half, it was a lot calmer, but Fekir, when he had his chance, was clinical with it. Depay down the right side of the penalty box picked him out on the edge, and Fekir with a touch to get it out of his feet, and then a left-footed finish into the top corner with the goal that eventually sent Lyon through. Shakhtar did try to come on strong in the last 10 minutes or so, but never really created a clear-cut opportunity, although Lopez had to come out to smother Ismaili on one occasion. Lyon, you'd have to say, on the balance of tonight's match and on the balance of all six matches, do deserve to go through. They are, after all, one of only five unbeaten sides. But they have, Rob, conceded 11 goals in their six games, more than any of the other qualifiers for the round of 16. And you have to say that makes them pretty vulnerable, I think, in the knockout phase.
Richard, this was set up to be Shakhtar's big night, but it didn't work out that way. How much of a disappointment do you think they'll feel tonight was?
Well, it is a disappointment. I mean, I think given the ongoing difficulties for the club and the fact that they are having to move around Ukraine to play home games, this was the first ever European match they'd played at home at the Olympiski in Kiev, the fourth city in Ukraine now that they've used for home matches in European competition. So that presents a difficulty, even if the players are based in Kiev. I think they played well on the night, but simply didn't quite have enough against the Lyon side that had a little more firepower, a little more control of the ball. And in Houssem Aouar, the outstanding midfield player on the night, it will be a disappointment to them. Of course, they had a home game in match day six, which if they won, would have taken them through. But the Europa League is a competition that they can go a long way in, I think. They've got some real quality. Down the left-hand side, they were strong with Tyson and Ismaili throughout. And they were a good watch tonight. It just always felt like Lyon had a little bit more firepower for them.
And have we had any reaction from the Lyon camp, Richard?
Yeah, a couple of quotes from Houssem Aouar speaking to RMC Sport in the last few minutes. He said it was hard in difficult conditions and it snowed throughout the match. The orange ball was in use. The white lines were painted orange as well. We gave ourselves a fright, said Aouar, and it's a pity we didn't kill off the game in the first half. They certainly had the chances to do that. The main thing is that we've qualified and I'm happy we conceded from their only chance, but we showed the mental resources to get back into it and advance. They'll take a lot from this, Lyon. They did throw away one or two games from winning positions in the group stage, but this one they rescued from a losing position when it mattered most, and that must count for something.
Thanks, Richard. They complete the lineup for the round of 16 in the Champions League. Manchester City in the same section secured top spot. It wasn't easy for them, Kevin Hatchard, and against German opposition, they needed one of their German stars.
Yeah, they certainly did. Leroy Sané made the difference. Hoffenheim played their part in what was a very entertaining game. They took the lead through a penalty, Andre Kramaric, after Benjamin Hübner had been brought down. But then two great goals in different ways, Rob. The first from Sané, a long-range free kick up and over the wall, curled away from Oliver Baumann, and then he finished off a lightning-fast counter-attack with a really calm finish. So I think City in the end, worthy winners by 2-1.
So City top the group, Hoffenheim bottom and out of Europe altogether. Let's move on to Group H now, where Valencia beat Manchester United by 2-1. United finished second in the group. They were already through to the round of 16. Let's hear from the United boss, Jose Mourinho.
Job done in a difficult group. I don't think we were brilliant in this group phase, but we did enough points to qualify. We did enough points with the squad we have and with the problems we have and with the injuries we have. We managed to come here tonight and to be already qualified.
Yeah, bizarre game, Kevin, because they did have a chance to win the group. Juve did lose at Young Boys, which we'll discuss later, but they never really looked like getting a result at Mestalla tonight.
No, they took too long to show any urgency, really. I thought Valencia played well. Valencia played like a team that needed to win the game for themselves. They've drawn so many games in La Liga. It felt like this was an opportunity for them to boost their confidence. The first goal was very nice. Carlos Soler with a great low finish across Romero and into the far corner. The second goal was a bit of a mess, quite frankly, from Manchester United's point of view. It was a slide rule pass through the defence. Phil Jones straining every sinew to stop the ball from reaching Michy Batshuayi, poked out a leg and poked the ball beyond the goalkeeper to make it two. Marcus Rashford with a late header, halving the deficit. But even then, it was all too little too late from United. And I think Valencia are worthy winners.
And Rashford highlighting his importance again coming off the bench with that goal regardless. But Mourinho happy they're through to the next round. They could have won the group because Young Boys, they were celebrating like they won the Champions League, Kev, at full time. They beat Juventus by 2-1. And no mean feat because that was not a weak Juventus team. They were near full strength for that one.
It's terrific for them. It's a great way for them to finish because this is a team that obviously, you know, ended their title drought in Switzerland last season. They've just enjoyed this as an adventure. They had the change of coach because Adi Hütter went to Eintracht Frankfurt, so they've had to rebuild to some extent. So I think, you know, this reflects pretty well on them. I mean, that is a result they'll never forget. Fantastic from
two
them.
Two goals for Guillermo Rowe, one a penalty. Dybala pulled one back, an absolute belter. And then a long-range shot went into the back of the net, but Ronaldo was in an offside position. It would have been an equaliser, but he made it offside. But it doesn't really affect anything in terms of the group. Juve still win it. Manchester United second. Valencia are always going into the Europa League, and Young Boys are out of Europe. One more group to go. Group D, the holders, Real Madrid, were looking to set their record straight against CSKA, who beat them in Moscow, of course, on match day two. Commentary for this one from Phil Blacker.
Sigurdsson up towards the edge of the box now. Fiorentino Chalov onto his left foot. Oh, curls his shot away into the far corner. Beautifully taken goal to stun the Bernabeu. Fedor Chalov for CSKA Moskva. Caught it so sweetly across Courtois and in. Mario Fernandez forward here for CSKA. Might get it back from Chalov and does. And Courtois comes racing off his line. Turn back, goalwards. And in. And CSKA double their lead with a stunning second from Shenikov, who applies the finishing touch. Well, this is barely believable. Vlasic back from Chalov again. Taking out the strike for Sigurdsson. Oh, it's 3-0. This is absolutely astonishing. It is Arne Sigurdsson for CSKA Moskva. 3-0 in front against the holders Real Madrid, who, as it stands, are heading for their heaviest ever home defeat in Europe.
They stayed that way, 3-0 to CSKA, but they're out of Europe altogether because Pilsenia beat Roma by 2-1 and they go into the Europa League. But for that club, John Bradley, I know you cover Russian football, what a result to do the double over Real Madrid and still go out.
Only the fourth team to double Real Madrid in the UEFA Champions League, astonishing achievement, and to go out, frightening, 7 points as well. I think Roma went through with 7 and Zenit went through with 6 the other year as well, so, you know, a massive kick in the teeth. High hopes for the future, transitional year, no Berezutskis anymore, no Ignatievic either, but the young players coming through have done ever so well, and you know that can only lift them for the rest of the year and moving forward, what they've done against Real Madrid.
It was a much changed Real Madrid side, but I think Santiago Solari will be disappointed with the players he gave an opportunity to tonight. Pilsenia 2, Roma 1, they're through. That was brilliant entertainment as well, Kevin.
Yeah, it was, and the two goals they scored were magnificent. Really strong. So I thought that was a sensational effort. They've done really well to maintain their momentum in the group, having beaten CSKA. So that was a fantastic result.
So the group ended up like this. Real Madrid were always going to win it, and they do. Top with 12 points. Roma second, 9. Pilsenia 7 points. CSKA 7. Pilsenia into the Europa League, 3rd on head-to-head. A reminder, of course, tonight, Manchester City have won their group with a 2-1 victory over Hoffenheim. Let's hear from their manager, Pep Guardiola.
We accept the first 10-15 minutes, the rest was so good. We created a lot of chances, we were so aggressive as a team. Hoffenheim demands, ask a lot of ourselves. We did it and we create incredible, clear chances. Hopefully we can improve in the future on that. But satisfied, so satisfied for the way we played.
City have done it, and to bear in mind, Kevin, they won the group having lost their first game. I didn't feel like that was going to happen.
I thought it was a good recovery. I still think they're not quite there. I still think we see them being more consistent in the Premier League than in the Champions League. So they've still got room to grow. And until they actually get to a semi-final, get to a final, that question mark is always going to be there. It's been a crazy group, lots of goals. Still think defensively they don't look as solid as they could be at this level.
We'll see if they improve or sign players perhaps in January as well. A reminder tonight, Ajax 3, Bayern 3. What a game that was. Let's hear from one of the Ajax stars, Dusan Tadic.
You can be happy, but still, you know, you want to win. Doesn't matter who is your opponent, and this is nice about Ajax because Ajax need to win every game, and it's nice. I need to say it was a great atmosphere, like always when we play Champions League, and I think our fans push us, and we are a little bit disappointed that we didn't win, but what you say, still is nice to play draw against Bayern.
What a signing he has proved to be. Dusan Tadic on the score sheet for Ajax in that thrilling 3-3 draw with Bayern. Let's run through the teams then and who won their groups. So Dortmund, Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain, Porto, Bayern, Manchester City, Real Madrid and Juventus all won their groups. Atletico, Tottenham Hotspur, Liverpool, Schalke, Ajax, Lyon qualifying tonight, Roma and Manchester United. You can see the knockout stage draw live on UEFA.com at 12 o'clock Central European Time on Monday the 17th of December. Not to be missed. A reminder, Apple Podcasts, where you can listen and subscribe to the official UEFA Champions League podcast. And the competition is back on Tuesday, the 12th of February, coverage right here on the show. But for now, from all of us here on Match Day Live, it's goodbye.
Vlasic back from Chalov again. Ting at the strike for Sigurdsson. Oh, it's 3-0. This is absolutely astonishing. It is Arne Sigurdsson for CSKA Moskva. 3-0 in front against the holders Real Madrid, who, as it stands, are heading for their heaviest ever home defeat in Europe.
Now he picks out Fekir. Fekir with a touch out of his feet, and he scores wonderfully. Nabil Fekir comes to life for Lyon and finds the top corner. It's the equalising goal which might send Lyon through to the last 16.
And maybe it's not done here yet, because Nicolas Tagliafico, in the middle of a whole host of players, has managed to smuggle the ball across the line as Ajax broke into the penalty area. There was a massive scramble as it was played across goal, and Tagliafico is the one to turn the ball home. It's Ajax 3, Bayern 3.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.